Choosing local milk and cream with the National Dairy Council guarantees to support our local economy and brings home the taste of natural goodness. The National Dairy Council, sponsors of Countrywide.
Rusborough House in County Wicklow is one of Ireland's most loved country houses, and earlier this year its Georgian walled garden was handed over to the Royal Horticultural Society of Ireland, a charity whose members volunteer to manage the garden, and they have launched a crowdfunding campaign to restore it. Suzanne Campbell went to meet volunteer gardener Denise Gill to find out more.
You are a volunteer in the garden, is that right?
That's right, yes.
What's this now you're moving? It's a rose bush?
It's a rose bush. We have about 20 rose bushes here in stock, and they will go into a rose bed on the east wall. Long term, we are planning to have a rose garden in part of the south end, but we require more funding for that in order to put in pots and pergolas and things like that.
What's here? Describe this to me. There's about 20 or 30 pots. I'll just move this little bench along here beside us. What are these?
These are geraniums, Geranium medirense, which we have raised from seed. We have irises here, which we have propagated into pots. A lot of it we will reproduce, and a lot of what we have here has been donated by members of the society.
Right.
People who have gardens, somebody will say, oh, Denise, I have salvias, or I have phlox, or I have Alstroemeria, would you like it for the garden? And my usual answer is, yes, please.
And that's really great, isn't it? Because that's the origin of social groups around gardening, that they did pass plants to each other and they did propagate what one person had into another household and onwards from there.
Yes, this business of sharing plants between people is part of gardening tradition, and it's also lovely when you walk around the garden, you see something, you say, oh, that came from Jean's garden, or that came from Mary's garden. So yes, the people are here with us, and presumably long term, when some of those people are no longer with us, we'll sort of say, oh yes, somebody gave us that, that's part of the collection of what has come down from previous generations of gardeners.
You're here how often volunteering?
Since Easter of this year, we've been here every Wednesday and every Saturday. Now, not myself every day, but a group of volunteers twice a week.
And why do you volunteer?
Because I like it. I live in Dublin. I have a small garden, which is very full of plants. So I just love the space down here. So we've had great crops of vegetables, terrific fruit, but we need more funding.
RHSI, which is now nearly 200 years old, in all that time we never had a garden for our members to practice and learn and so forth. And we were really wondering if we could achieve that. And then I was also aware that the Alfred Bide Foundation, the owners of the Rusborough domain, were looking for a solution to their walled garden. So we put the two and two together, and the result was we have a license now for 25 years to redevelop and restore the garden.
Tell me about the condition of the garden when you took it over. It's a walled garden, and what you've put in it so far.
Well, the garden really was in a state of complete dilapidation. There was a very small area cultivated for a few rows of potatoes, and there were a few raspberry bushes. But there was weeds up to your chest, and all that had to be removed. Also, within the walls, the original idea was to have a warm wall for growing fruit and so forth on them. We still have some fruit trees on the west wall.
Mm-hmm. I can see those. What are they?
They are mainly apples, but there are a few pears as well. We could have taken down these trees, which are probably well past their prime, but they're so much part of the character of the place that we've kept them. So we've about five gnarled old apple trees. And after the work which has been done on them, I must say they're actually still producing fruit.
Do you know what it looked like in the past?
Well, we can only judge really from Ordnance Survey maps, which go back to the early 1800s. But what we could see was at its zenith, if you like, in the latter part of the 19th century, when the late Lord Milltown was still alive. The Milltown family were the owners of the property. That the entire walled garden was gardened as a fruit and vegetable garden. And of course, that was to grow produce for all the employees on the estate.
The food to keep everybody was grown here. It wasn't an ornamental garden at all, or a pleasure garden.
No, there's no sign of it having been an ornamental garden. I think what we do know is by the beginning of the last century, Lady Milltown, who's still resident here as a widow, had cut down on the garden. So the south half of the garden spent a long time as an orchard.
Okay.
And then when Sir Alfred and Lady Bike came here, they employed a very well-known garden designer, James Russell, and he laid out a garden within that space, which was a rose garden with hedges and so on. And when we came here, that was being grazed by sheep.
If people want to help you out and to help fund the project, what's the minimum and what do they get back for it, if you like?
The smallest item is a brick, which will be a restoration brick to help us restore the wall. And in addition, they will get a beautiful certificate. There are rose bushes, which are proved to be very popular, which people can have a little name tag put on with their own name. Only the other day, somebody wanted us to do that so that her grandchildren could come and see Grandpa's name on the tree. Our dream really is for this to be a complete showplace, beautifully restored, all done to a very high standard, and a place where people can come both to work and just simply to visit, but also to see a variety of gardens within a garden and how they could translate that into their own gardens. So we want to really encourage more gardening, and it's all achievable.
That was Robert Marscoff there, who is the president of the RHSI. And if you want to find out a little bit more about all of that and what they're doing in Rusborough House, you can go to rte.ie/countrywide.